Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for this time to come in your presence, God, for you are love and we thank you for receiving us. In this day, in this hour, we decree and declare all things in divine order in our lives. In this our this day, we decree and declare we are the head and not the tail. In this day, Father God, we decree and declare healing in our lives, Father God, and we stand on that, Father God. In this day, we decree and declare we stand tall and walk strong, Father God, in the mighty that you have given us, Father God. In this day, in this hour, we decree and declare boldness in our life, Father God. We decree and declare wholeness in our life. We decree and declare we shall not falter, but we shall walk. We shall walk in faith, Father God. In this day, we decree and we declare we shall live and not die. We decree and we declare breakthroughs in our life. We decree and we declare you are our source, and we trust you, and we stand on that. We give your name always the praise. Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the lines, and let's speak in our heavenly language.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you would hear our voices as we raise them, Lord God, on high. We thank you, Lord God, that you would continue to protect in times such as this, Lord God. We thank you that the Holy Spirit reigns in seasons, Lord God, and such as now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you would continue to have your helping hand extended to us, Lord God. But I pray that in this season, in this hour, in this time, Lord God, that you would make yourself known like never before, that you would bring clarity in times of confusion and uncertainty, Lord God, that you would be healing where there is pain, Lord God, that you would bring tears, Lord God. We thank you that we have victory, Lord God, over all things. We thank you, Lord God, that this too shall pass, Lord God, and that we see a brighter future, Lord God, that you are using us to be the light to shine the way, Lord God. We pray even more than before, ever before, Lord God, that the prophetic word would stand and it would speak to the ground, it would speak to the wall, it would speak to our homes, our communities, and the people, Lord God. I pray that you would raise us up like never before, Lord God, to bring hope into this nation, into these communities, Lord God. I pray that you would continue to reveal to us, Lord God, what you are doing in this hour and in this season, that you would use us, Lord God. I pray that, Lord God, as we come together, that we were able to move like never before. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your love that is unending. I thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to seek us each and every day. I thank you, Lord God, that you will bring peace of mind and peace of heart, Lord God, into our households and our homes and our marriages and our relationships, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, that there is more to come. I thank you for the increase that is taking place in and around us, Lord God. Lord, I thank you that you would take us to and fro, Lord God. I thank you that you would continue to mold us in your image, Lord God. I thank you for the Spirit that resides in each and every one of us, Lord God. I pray that it continues to foster within us like never before, that she would take us to higher heights. Lord God, I pray that we would just hear your voice in this hour, in this season, in this time, Lord God. I pray that you would activate the prophetic word in our lives like never before, Lord God. Lord, I think that our seed continues to speak for us, continues to provide a blood of protection over us, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for the power that resides in each and every one of us to move, Lord God. And I pray that you would just continue to have your way in your mighty, precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen, Father God. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to pray together, Father, to be in agreement, Lord, on the move of your hand, Lord, in this earthly realm, Father. And we thank you for, Lord, our families, Lord, our friends, Lord, the church community, Lord, that you set upon us, Father. Lord, we thank you for the guidance, the accurate word of the master prophet and the company of prophets and those all connected to the ministry, Father, to give us some space and understanding in times like this where things are so array and people are unsure. Lord, we thank you for the surety, Father, Lord, that you have provided to us through the gift of the Spirit and the gift of the prophetic, Father. And Lord, we tap into a greater, Lord. We thank you for the cleansing of our hands, Father, Lord. We ask you for forgiveness for any of our sins, Father, any of our transgressions, Father. Lord, forgive our seed. Lord, forgive our ancestors, Father. We ask you humbly, Lord, to protect us and show us favor, Lord, and to continue to show those favor who may be on death's edge, Father, Lord. If there are those who are in beds now thinking about whether or not they're going to live or whether or not they're going to die, Lord, we send the spirit of life to their body, to every essence of who they are, to wake them up, Lord, and to be a vessel for your word, Lord, through them, through the words of Jesus Christ, Lord, through the words that you have planted here in the universe, Father. We thank you for the testimonies, Lord, more so than anything else, Lord. And we cast out every demonic spirit of terrorism and every demonic spirit of fear and division. No matter who speaks it, it shall be shut down, Lord, and to create a space of bonding and unity, Lord, not only just in the United States, but worldwide, universal, Lord, and to the essence of everything that you have created. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, I want to thank you for my eternal security, Lord God. For, Lord God, you said in John 10:28, I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Lord God, I want to thank and praise your name for the prayers that have gone up before me, oh Father God. I want to thank and praise your name for just giving us the humbleness to turn to the wall so that we can face you, Lord God, to humble ourselves so that we could continuously pray, Lord God, for others as well as ourselves, Lord God. We want to thank you for the master prophet, oh dear God, for allowing the company of prophets and those that went with them to Ghana, Lord God, safe traveling back home, oh dear God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for anointing them afresh, oh Father God. We want to thank you for Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh Father God, for just blessing her afresh, oh dear God, giving her new wings, oh dear God, allowing us to continue her vision, oh Father God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for the company of prophets, oh dear God, the order of Mar Elijah, oh dear God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for the sick and afflicted, Lord God. We want to thank you for marriages, oh dear God. We want to thank you for those that were affected in Las Vegas and those that are still recuperating for the catastrophes that's been going on in the world, Lord God. We thank and we praise you, Lord God, that we can never thank you enough, Lord God, for just allowing us to be reconciled back to you, oh dear God, to be restored like never before, Lord God. Thanking you for allowing us to connect with one another. Thank you for blessing the fivefold ministry that we will continue to operate in your vision and what you have set us up to do, oh dear God. We thank you like never before. And Lord God, we shall forever give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we love you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to come before you once again, God, giving you glory, honor, and praise for this time together with this gathering of the saints, the company of prophets, God. Thank you for this platform that you've given us to pray, God. We love you. We give you glory, honor, and praise, God. And thank you for your mercy, which endures forever, oh God. Thank you for the safe return of Master Prophet and Prophets Deborah and all of the prophets who traveled with them. Give them sweet rest on this morning, Lord, and refreshing, sweet refreshing. And those who remained in Ghana, those who were under the teaching of the Master Prophet, God, I know you have blessed them in a mighty way. They shall not forget, God. Just thank you for all of them. Thank you for everyone who was even touched by his words, God. And God, I ask you to look upon those of us here in the United States, God, those who are suffering from all this violence that's going on, gun violence, God. We ask you to bring it to a halt. We thank you for bringing it to a halt. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your mercy. And God, thank you for those who are being healed right now. Thank you for your healing, God. Thank you for your healing of my body. Thank you for Prophetess Dawson being healed. Thank you for your healing, God. You said we are healed by your stripes. And thank you for all that you do for us, God, for your provisions on a daily basis, for covering us and keeping us, protecting us and guiding us. Lord, look upon those who are listening in on the call. I ask you to bless them in a mighty way. Bless each and every person listening in, God, and give them safety, protection, and provide the things that they need. And I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for this time of gathering. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust, Psalm 16:1 says. Father God, turn not your ear from your people, for we trust in you. We thank you, God, for all the things that you are doing in our lives. Thank you for our relationships being in order. Thank you for our businesses, right relationships, Father God. We thank you for the signs and the wonders in the earth, God, and even some of the things that we don't understand, Father God, but we understand that when we trust you, God, and we have our faith in you, we are covered. Thank you for the seeds that we're able to sow, Father God, for the works that will grow in your name, God. We thank you for healing in this hour. We thank you for rescuing those who needed rescuing. Families who are assembled on this line, standing in proxy, Father God. We stand with them for salvation for their family, financial blessings, Father God, and healing. We thank you for the miracles thus far that have happened in the lives of your people and the miracles, Father God, that are on their way, Father God. We thank you for our archbishop and our pastor and the team of prophets, Father God, that you move through, Father God, that you elevate it, Father God, that you use them as a vessel to bless your other people, Father God, in your other beautiful continents, Father God. We give your name always the praise, and we thank you for the direction that you're leading us in, Father God. Forgive us of anything that's not like you in our mind, in our heart, in our soul, God, and we turn our lives to you constantly. We trust you. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for every life here on the line even now. We thank you for our families, Father God. We thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God. Thank you for being the head of our lives even now, Father God. Father God, touch those that need your healing even now, Father God. Restore us whole even now, Father God. Order our steps in your word, Father God. Touch our elders and our children even now, Father God. Touch their minds and restore them even now, Father God. Father God, lead us and guide us and protect us, Father God. Allow your protecting angels to cover us as we come and as we go, Father God. Father God, touch all of those that have any pain in their bodies even now, even my sister on the line, even now, Father God. Thank you for your continued grace, Father God, and favor and love and mercy even now, Father God. Father God, draw right relationships and right partnerships our way even now, Father God. We'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor now and forevermore. Amen and amen. I love you, Lord.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, God, and we give you our honor and glory, oh God. We thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, oh God. And without you, we are nothing, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for leading us in the path of your righteousness, God. We want to thank you, God, for giving us open minds to see ourselves as you see us, oh God. God, we want to thank you, God, for increase, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for good health, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for wealth, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for your healing powers, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for the privilege of prayer, God. We want to thank you, God, for restoration, oh Lord. And God, we want to thank you, God, for teaching us to trust fully in your infinite love, oh God. God, we want to thank you, Lord, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, loved ones, oh God, your family, and all who's around us, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for being our refuge, and underneath are your everlasting arms, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for your traveling mercies, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, God. We want to thank you, God, for keeping us safe wherever we may be, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for your protection and safe arrival for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God, and all the company of prophets who was also accompanying them on the journey, God, to Africa. We want to thank you, God, for the safe and sound in coming home, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for keeping all of us mindful of your presence and your love as we travel to and from, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, that whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, Almighty Power One, in your precious, masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Monica.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Lord, I give you thanks. I give you praise, Lord. I lift up your name because you are worthy. Worthy you are, O God. And tonight as we come, dear Father, we present each and every one on the line, O God. All the prophets, O God, all the pastors, the ministers, the evangelists, O God. And all, O God, Father God, who vow for your name, Jesus. O God, who spread the gospel. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for them all, O God. And I pray, Father, even now, O God, for bringing back, oh God, Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan and the host of persons who went on their trip, oh God, to Ghana. Lord, we thank you for safe, oh God, traveling. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for the anointing, the God that was there, oh God. Lord, we thank you, God, that the anointing will continue to spread, continue to soak their God in the people, oh God. And Father God, I pray, God, that the prophetic, oh God, will be globalized in such a way, God, that Father God, it will bring over even more prophets, oh God. And Father, make people realize, oh God, that Father, that we truly, oh God, speak the word of God, and we are your vessels, oh God. Father God, I pray, oh God, that even though, Lord God, for those who have been afflicted by the storm, the hurricane, and Father God, and the earthquake, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you continue to heal them, continue to provide for them, Lord, and continue to make the way for them, Lord, and we thank you. Father God, I pray for the sick and the shut-ins, oh God. We pray, oh God, Father God, for those who are poor and fatherless and motherless, the orphans, oh God. Into your hands we commit them, and we thank you, God, for what you're doing. Father God, I pray, oh God, for those, dear God, Father God, who have been, oh God, suffered, oh God, in the terrorist action in Las Vegas, God. We place them into your hands, oh God, and we say thank you, Lord, oh God, for the lives that were saved, and God, for those who have lost their lives, we pray, oh God, for their families and relatives, and we ask, oh God, for comfort, even in a time, oh God, as they grieve, oh God. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are God of gods and Lord of lords. Father God, you said in your word, oh God, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, seek your face, oh God, and ask for forgiveness, then you, God, will forgive, oh God, and you, Lord, will heal our land. So we ask for healing, oh God, right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord God. Father God, Lord, show us, oh God, to love, oh God. Father, have your way, Lord. Father, we just thank you, God, for this moment, oh God. So continue to bless and keep us, Lord, as we continue to lift up your name, because, God, we love you, and we just want, oh God, you to just continue to bless us, oh God. Thank you, God, for prosperity. Thank you, God, for healing, oh God, in every era of our lives. Spiritual, oh God, physical, emotional, and psychological, Lord. And we give you praise and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for honoring the word of your servant, the prophet. We thank you for what you're doing, Father, even on this line now. We thank you, Father, for touching, Father, each and every pastor, each and every bishop, Father God, each and every archbishop, Father God. We thank you even now for touching all of your ministers, your apostles, Father God, your elders, Father God. We thank you now, Father, for what you're doing even in the lives of all of your people, Father God, and even their families, Father God. Right now, Father God, we speak healing, Father God, even over the land, Father God. We speak healing even those that may be in danger, Father God. We speak healing even over those that may be suffering, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for healing your people, Father God. Father God, we thank you for turning them from their wicked ways, Father God, so that they may lift up their eyes to the hills which cometh their help, Father God. We thank you now for what you're doing, Father God, even in the lives of each and every member, Father God, of individuals, families. We thank you for touching, Father God, even touching the places, Father God, even that have been destroyed, Father God, and even those that may be injured even now, Father God. I just want to lift them up, Father God, even before you, Father God, and we speak life, Father God, even now. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing even in the elderly, Father God. We thank you for touching the elderly, Father God, and giving them strength, Father God. We thank you for touching their minds and giving them strength, Father God. We thank you even now for what you're doing in the lives of our children, Father God. We lift up our children even before you, Father God, that they may be a living sacrifice holy unto you, Father God. We thank you for all the things that you continue to do. Just want to tell you that we love you, Lord. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Lord, thank you for gracing us to see a new day filled with new expectations. The name of the Lord is our strong tower. We run unto it and we are safe. I decree the word of the Lord as a lamp unto our feet. No darkness shall come our way throughout this day in the name of the Lord. We have mountain moving faith in the Lord. Mountains shall crumble before us this day, and we shall rise victoriously. We declare by faith that Jesus will supply all our needs spiritually, financially, physically, and emotionally. Every aspect of our life will yield abundant fruit in the name of Jesus. I declare that we shall be a blessing to the people of God, and he works for God. I bind all shaping snares and ambush that the enemy has set against us, and receive the divine protection you have given us, Lord.
Thank you for the angels you have assigned to our life, and you have given them charge over our life, Lord. I release unto the atmosphere that a prophetic change and turn is occurring for us. Open doors for of opportunities, that of influence, divine connection to share the gospel of the kingdom. You have given us access to govern by sphere and assignment. So, Father, we thank you even for Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you for each and every person on the line this day, my God. We thank you, Father, even for our children, my God. We thank you for protecting our children, my God. We thank you for protecting our husband, Father. We thank you for protecting our wife, Lord. We thank you for protecting all our family in this season, Father. And we thank you for the power of healing, my God, upon your people. We glorify you, Father, and we lift your name higher in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we bless you. Hallelujah, and we give you the glory. We thank you, Father God, for you said in your word that if we seek you, we will find you when we seek you with our whole heart. And Father God, we empty out on this morning. We empty out that you may fill us again, that you may give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit, that you will remove every blockage, amen, to the flow of your power, every thing that will block the flow of your healing, the flow of your deliverance, as your anointing is on this line even now. We decree and declare that every sick body is healed, every oppressed mind is released. We decree and declare for restoration and repair, victory and breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare your divine protection. Sweep this nation and bind the spirit of terrorism that has been released upon your people even now. We decree and declare deliverance, amen, and healing for those who were wounded in Las Vegas. Lord God, we decree and declare that there will be no more calamities and no more death from this incident, Lord God. We command the angels of mercy to revive and restore and speak life on everyone that is in the hospitals right now. We decree and declare, Lord God, that your angels are being released, even in Puerto Rico, even in Batuba, even in St. Thomas, even in St. Croix, even in St. Martin, Lord God, even in the Dominican Republic, Lord God. Dispatch your angels of provision, your angels of restoration, your angels of repair, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for bringing home our Archbishop and our pastor and the company of prophets home safe and sound. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And Father, we just thank you, Lord, right now. But even as your word declared, you sent your word, Father, and you brought healing. Lord, but not only did you bring healing, but you brought strength, Father. And Father, I pray even on this call on tonight, Lord, with your people everywhere, Lord, that Father, that you would touch them, Lord. Touch them from the crown of their heads, even unto the soles of their feet, Father. Father, we just thank you, Lord. But Father, we said you said also in your word that how good that it is for brethren to dwell together. And Father, we thank you all for this gathering all tonight, Father. But Father, you said we're one or two are gathering you may, Father, that you will be in the midst. And we thank you, Lord, that you are already in the midst, Father. And we thank you, Father, that you hear us when we pray. And Father, we pray even now for wisdom. We pray for strength. We just pray, Lord, for the miraculous and your hand to show up in every situation right now, Father. Father, we thank you all for divine safety and for protection, Father. And Father, we bind the hand of the enemy. We remind him that he is under our feet. He has no power, no authority in our lives. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for keeping us in our right mind, Father. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, right now, Lord, that you're touching your people everywhere. You're touching those that are in authority, and we give your name the praise, Lord. And Lord, not only that you touch them, but you're calling right people to be around them to bring about influence in their life. Father, we just want to thank you right now, Lord, as we stand in agreement, Father, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, Father. Father, we thank you right now because you are our shepherd. You are our Lord. You are our God. And Lord, you're going to be the one that shall lead us and guide us. Therefore, Father, we have no need nor want for anything, Father. Father, we love to praise and to call upon your name, Father. But Father, we know that you are and you alone are our all and all. And Father, we rely and we depend upon thee, Father. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, even on this morning, Lord, that you're ordering every one of our footsteps, Father. We want to thank you, Father, that not only are you ordering our footsteps, but Father, you are perfecting everything that concerns us, Father. Therefore, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the spirit of peace that shall rest upon us, even as we move and navigate through this day, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that we are moving forth in right connections, Lord. Right individuals shall come across our path, Father. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. You shall fill our mouth with right words, words of encouragement, words that will spring forth life, words that will produce a harvest. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for our children, Lord, that this year will be a year of supernatural breakthroughs and miracles for them, Lord, in every aspect of their lives, and that they shall excel in everything that they put their hands to, Father, so that you will get the glory and you will get the honor. Father, we thank you, Lord, for jobs, Lord, that are opening up for your people, Father. We thank you, Lord, for prosperity. We thank you for new ideas. We thank you, Lord, for witty inventions that shall come upon your people right now, Lord. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we shall excel in everything that we put our hands to. And we will give your name the glory and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, family, it is so good to be back home on this morning. Amen. God bless and God. We're going to be sharing more things to you on the conference call early in the day about Ghana, but God met us every step of our way, not just only in the services, but even in our strength. And even when one might have tried, the enemy might have tried to bring about sickness, God still showed up. And the healing power of God and the strength of God was upon each and every one of us. There was 13 of us that traveled, and God moved, and God met us at every place. Not only did he meet us, but God gave us divine favor. We believe, because of the people of God, our partners such as you, that Ghana is never ever going to be the same. We had VIP when we landed on the plane, and even on this morning, which was between 12:30 and 1:30 your time, it was between 4:30, 5:30 Ghana time this morning, yesterday morning rather, that God just met us there. We had almost diplomatic status. We were going through all the different security blocks, but what others had to do, we didn't have to go through that, and that was just the favor of God. God moved and God met us, and we're still getting reports of miracles and breakthroughs that is happening in Ghana. They want us to come back, and we just sit by the Holy Ghost that next year, I mean, the company of prophets is going to be even larger and greater than what we did. This was just the beginning. We just went and we start making the way, so that others can come in. So, people of God, we are excited. I'm not going to belabor. I know it's getting late, but I just want to acknowledge every one of you that stayed on the call, kept us lifted up in your prayers and in your thoughts. It was felt, and it was necessary, and we give God praise and thanks to every one of you. I want to especially give Prophetess Darlene and others a special shout-out. Thank you so much for holding down the court, for being a stand for us, and that we are going to continue to pray while in my absence. I do appreciate, and I just thank God for every one of you, Prophetess Bethany, Prophetess Regina, Prophetess Barbara, all the Prophetess George Hartley, everyone. I want to keep calling out because I may miss one, but listen, my love, and I just want to really appreciate every one of you, Prophetess Alice, every one of you that have been on the call each night, that have labored in the spirit, and those individuals that have come on the call just to be connected in prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I just want you to know that the Master Prophet, myself, your prayers, we felt it, and we felt at peace moving about and doing what we had to do, coming against different principalities in that country. But God brought us through and he kept us. And I believe it was all because the prayers of the saints, the prayers of the righteous avail as much, and your prayers was availing as much as we traveled and began to open up and do new things, thank God. So thank you. I'm going to decrease. I can keep talking all night, but I'm going to decrease, and I'll make, probably tomorrow morning I'll share more. But God met us, and God was glorified in the midst of what was taking place in Ghana while we were there. So I'm going to decrease. Prophetess Bethany and Prophetess Darlene, you could take over. But family, I love you, and I so appreciate you. God bless you. Have a powerful day on this morning. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
God
bless amen.
We love you.
Thank you.
We love you, Pastor. You. Welcome home. Welcome
yes,
home.
Welcome. Up welcome.
We just want you to rest now, because I know that trip was grueling on the body. Amen. With all the different foods and things, inoculations that you have to take that kind of trip, the body has to repair itself. Amen. But Prophetess Bethany, if you can give the announcements.
Amen, amen, amen. Powerful call. Welcome back our leadership and the company of prophets. And join us here at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for our conference call with the Master Prophet and the Company of Prophets for a powerful teaching, 9 a.m. Eastern, right here on the same line here. Then we have the 12 noon Pop Life radio show, Prophet Joshua.
And an amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Bethany. Yes, we do. We have Man Cave Monday. Come and join us at, Talk Tuesday, pardon. We have Talk Tuesday tomorrow. And that's going to be with Prophetess Jessica, myself, and Prophetess Deanna is going to be on the line. So we're going to be sharing some really great stuff about our Ghana trip and everything that we experienced out there and how God moved. Thank you so much, Prophetess.
Amen, amen. And then we have our 8 p.m. call. That's Monday through Friday. Join us for our 8 p.m. call. And then right back here at 11:50 for our midnight cry, as we begin to gather for our midnight cry. So I want to encourage each and every one of you to join us. Join us, join us. Stay connected, stay plugged in with what is happening. God bless you one and all. Love you all. Prophetess Darlene. Amen. Prophetess Darlene.
Yes, I was speaking on mute. I'm sorry. But amen. Didn't our hearts burn within as Pastor prayed and then spoke to us? Amen. Out of our heart. Amen. And I'm just grateful for God just bringing them home safely. And I just want you to know and testify to the effects of the prayer. There is no distance in prayer. Amen. They were thousands of miles away, but they felt your prayer. So I just want you to be encouraged to continue to be a yes, continue to stand. And if they failed our prayers over in Ghana, imagine your prayers reaching the Caribbean. Imagine your prayers being felt even now in Las Vegas, in the hospitals. Don't fear, don't doubt the power and the effects of your prayers. Amen. Join us at 11:50 tomorrow or today, p.m., for another midnight cry. God bless you and thank you. Good night.
God bless you.
God bless.
God bless. Good night.
God bless you. Good morning. Have an awesome day.
Amen.